Texas Real Estate License Act. Prior to 1939, an individual in Texas could practice real estate brokerage without a license. The legislature established fairly minimal license requirements in 1939 with the passage of the Texas Real Estate License Act, TREA. In 1949, the Texas Real Estate Commission, TREC, was established to administer and enforce the act. TREC is a 9-member commission whose primary purpose is to carry out the provisions of the License Act. The governor appoints commission members, and the Senate approves them. Each serves a 6-year term, except the chairman of the commission, who serves at the governor's pleasure. 6 of the members of the commission are broker members. They must have been brokers for at least 5 years before being appointed to the commission. The remaining 3 are public members. These individuals have no connection with the real estate profession in their personal lives. They are there to represent the general public. In order to facilitate the Commission's obligation to carry out the provisions of the License Act, the Commission has been granted powers by the legislature. The Commission may issue sales agent and broker licenses, enact rules and regulations that have the full force and effect of the law, and advise with reference to these rules and laws, suspend or revoke licenses of those who violate the License Act, place a license holder on probation and require additional education, subpoena books, records, and witnesses, and if a license holder fails to respond to the subpoena, file suit with the Attorney General to enforce it. File an action against a license holder on its own motion. Assess administrative penalties of up to $5,000 per day against offending licensed and unlicensed individuals. Promulgate forms which are mandatory for license holders. It is important to remember that the Commission's main focus is to protect the public. Therefore, the rules and regulations are construed liberally with a view toward their purpose. The Commission is not concerned with an agent's earnings and does not involve itself in brokerage fee disputes. Remember, federal law dictates that compensation is a matter of negotiation. Price fixing or any attempt to standardize compensation amounts is a violation of federal antitrust laws. The Commission also refrains from becoming involved in disputes between brokers and sales agents. These matters must be solved through mediation, arbitration, or the courts. If a license holder violates the License Act, the Commission may, upon due process, revoke or suspend a license. It may also place a license holder on probation, assess an administrative penalty, and require additional education. The license holder is entitled to a hearing before disciplinary action is taken. If a license holder is not satisfied with the decision of the Real Estate Commission, the license holder has the right to appeal to the state district court in the county where the hearing is held. Licensing. In order to obtain a Texas real estate sales agent license, applicants must meet all of the following requirements: be a citizen of the United States or a lawfully admitted alien, be at least 18 years of age, meet TREC's qualifications for honesty, trustworthiness, and integrity, meet the education requirements, submit application with or without a sponsoring broker, show competency by passing the state exam, submit fingerprints to TREC using the TREC form. The educational requirements for the sales agent total 180 hours in qualifying real estate courses, 60 hours in principles, 30 hours in agency, 30 hours in contracts, 30 hours in finance, 30 hours in promulgated contract forms. An active sales agent license may only be issued under the sponsorship of a licensed broker. A broker is responsible for all the professional acts of an associated sales agent. A sales agent must receive all compensation through his or her sponsoring broker. In addition, a sales agent is prohibited from splitting fees with anyone except through the sponsoring broker. A sales agent is not considered licensed and therefore may not engage in the business until his or her license is received in the sponsoring broker's office. A sales agent license holder with no sponsoring broker is inactive, may not receive compensation of any kind, and may not practice real estate brokerage. If a broker wishes to terminate a sales agent's sponsorship, it must be done in writing and the license must be returned to the Texas Real Estate Commission immediately. A sales agent whose license has been returned to the commission may not engage in the business until he or she has found a new sponsoring broker. A sales agent license holder who wishes to terminate his or her association with a broker must notify the broker in writing. The educational requirements for the broker are 900 hours. Of these, 270 must be in qualifying real estate courses. In addition, the broker applicant must have been actively licensed as a sales agent, including at least one transaction per year, for 4 of the 5 years preceding the date of the application. A resident broker must maintain a fixed place of business in the state. It is not necessary to have a licensed broker at each location. A licensed non-resident broker is not required to maintain a place of business in the state. Having established the definition of broker, sales agent, and brokerage activities, Section 1001.004 establishes that a person who conducts these activities must have a license. Notice that it is not the mere receipt of a fee that triggers the license requirement. If one engages in these activities in anticipation of earning a fee, he or she is required to have a license. As stated in the License Act, anyone who, for another person, and for a fee, commission, or other valuable consideration, or with the intention, or in the expectation, or on the promise of receiving or collecting a fee, commission, or other valuable consideration from another person, engages in a broad variety of real estate activities, must have a license. Thus, if you are a real estate sales agent, an attorney participating in a commission split, an auctioneer selling real property for compensation, an apartment locator, or if you sell, exchange, purchase, rent, lease, offer, negotiate, list, appraise, auction, buy options, aid, locate, procure or assist in procuring properties, you should be licensed. Attorneys licensed in other states, but practicing real estate in Texas. Business entities through which licensed individuals operate their brokerages, and individuals or entities who control the collection of rent from residents of a single-family residential property must be licensed. The designated officer of a licensed real estate corporation or the designated manager of a licensed real estate limited liability company must be licensed as a broker. Non-resident brokers must work through resident brokers. A foreign broker or a broker from another state may collect compensation from a Texas broker as long as that broker does not negotiate in Texas. That compensation may be paid in the form of cash or a gift. Example, $1,000 watch. Almost all activities relating to the sale of real estate for compensation require a license, and the requirements are strictly enforced. Notable exceptions to the requirements for licensure include: attorneys licensed in Texas may represent clients in real estate transactions without a license. Out-of-state attorneys must have a real estate license. Auctioneers may call an auction without a real estate license, so long as no other real estate services are provided. A good rule of thumb is to remember that if the auctioneer provides services related to the transaction, after the gavel has dropped, he or she must have a real estate license. Salespeople representing a new home builder are exempt from the license requirement. The sale of a property by the owner, for sale by owner, is an important exemption. Oil and gas transactions are exempt in TREE LAS EC 1101.0059A. The sale of a property in a foreclosure sale by a trustee under a deed of trust is exempt in TREE LAS EC 1101.0059D. A license holder who owns at minimum 51% of an LLC or S corporation and who performs no other acts of a broker besides collecting compensation may receive compensation under Section 535.5. Some real estate license holders may need additional licenses to facilitate their career choices. Inspectors, appraisers, mortgage brokers, and auctioneers all need a license to operate in their field. A real estate license holder may need a securities license if selling property that qualifies as securities, such as limited partnerships, real estate investment trusts, and shares in a brokerage firm. If an individual engages in the real estate profession without first obtaining a license, he or she is guilty of a Class A misdemeanor, which, according to the Texas Penal Code, is punishable by a fine of up to $4,000 and/or up to 1 year in the county jail. The individual may also face a civil suit for damages filed by an injured party. The Real Estate Recovery Trust Account. TREC administers the Real Estate Recovery Trust Account. The purpose of the account is to protect aggrieved individuals who suffer a monetary loss due to illegal acts of license holders. If a judgment against a license holder is uncollectible, the individual may apply to the Recovery Trust Account for payment. Payments can be made from the account only at the direction of the courts. $125,000 is the maximum per transaction, and $250,000 is the maximum on behalf of any one license holder. Maximum payment amounts are set by the legislature, not by TREC. If an amount is paid on your behalf, your license can be revoked or suspended. It cannot be reissued until the account has been repaid with interest. If the balance is above the minimum, TREC invests the money to offset future claims. TREC invests in treasury bills and notes. The Texas Real Estate Research Center. In the 1970s, the legislature created the Texas Real Estate Research Center. Located at Texas A&M University, the center's purpose is to collect and compile data about real estate and matters relating to real estate in Texas. A portion of each license holder's annual recertification fee goes to the Texas Real Estate Research Center to fund its operation. As a result of the center, many fine publications, studies, audiovisual materials, and a web page are available to all of us. You can request a copy of their current catalog of accessible materials by calling 979-845-2031 or visiting www.recenter.tamu.edu.